From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
In eastern and southern Africa dwell baboons. I've had the pleasure of spending hours watching large troops go about their daily activities. This includes fighting, mating, playing, resting, grooming, and much of their time is spent finding something to eat. Everything is considered edible by baboons unless proven otherwise. But most of their diet ends up being various kinds of grass. Not only the flowers and seeds, but they eat the stems, leaves, and even dig up and munch the underground parts. This ability to utilize grass has helped baboons become the second most successful and widespread primate on the planet. Number one, of course, is Homo sapiens. And we, too, are major gobblers of grass. What, you say? I don't eat grass. Oh, yes, you do. And a lot of it. The Poaceae is probably the single most essential plant family to the proliferation and continued existence of our human family. Every day we consume grain from one or more of the various species of grass. The grass that originated here in the Western Hemisphere is corn. It's been cultivated by ancient peoples like the Aztec and Incas for so long that the ancestral plant no longer exists in the wild. In elementary school, we learned about that famous valley between the Tigris and Euphrates River where wheat, another grass, was first grown and in large quantity. This surplus of food allowed the first known civilizations, and therefore culture, to arise. Other important grasses include rye, oats, sorghum, sugarcane, barley, and millet. We ferment grains into alcohol, or distill them into sugar-laden products, or mill them into flour to bake bread. But by far the most crucial grass to the welfare of most humans is rice. Nearly 3 billion people subsist on a daily portion of this grain. Originally found in tropical Asia, rice has spread to every corner of the globe and is the most widespread source of nutrition. So yes, just like our baboon cousins, we do eat grass. In fact, I think I'll go have a bagel right now. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.